Living the Transformed Life, Part 4, Living with Purpose. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. We've reached the final part of our series on living the transformed life. We have seen that in Christ we are a new creation. Our minds are renewed, and the fruit of the Spirit becomes evident in us. Now we focus on how transformation leads us to live with purpose, God's purpose. God's masterpiece. Ephesians 2:10 declares that we are God's masterpiece, created anew in Christ Jesus. Think about that for a moment. You are God's work of art, his masterpiece. But God didn't just create you for the sake of creating. He made you with a purpose in mind. He has good works planned for you to do, not as a way to earn his love, but as a result of his transforming work in you. Your life is not an accident. God has uniquely designed you, gifted you, and called you to make a difference in this world. Living out your purpose. Living with purpose means aligning our lives with God's plans. It's about recognizing that our gifts, talents, and even our experiences, both good and bad, are part of God's design to accomplish his purposes. You may wonder, what are these good works God has for me? Often they are found in the everyday moments of life, how we love our families, serve our communities, and share the good news of Jesus with others. As we live in obedience to God, our lives have eternal significance. The world will tell us to seek success, power, and fame, but God calls us to seek first his kingdom, to walk in the good works he has prepared for us. Are you living out your God-given purpose? Maybe you're unsure of what that is. Why not start by asking God to reveal the good works he has planned for you? Step out in faith, trusting that he has placed you exactly where he wants you to make a difference. Discovering your unique calling. Every believer has a unique calling and a purpose in the kingdom of God. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 tells us that God has prepared good works for us to do. But how do we discover what those works are? It starts by being faithful in the small things. Luke chapter 16 verse 10. If you are faithful in the little things, you will be faithful in large ones. Sometimes we may not recognize immediately the big picture of God's plan for us. But as we serve faithfully in the little things, whether it's helping a neighbor, volunteering in church, or being a godly influence in our workplace, God begins to reveal more of his purpose for us. Embracing your spiritual gifts. Another way to discover your purpose is to recognize the spiritual gifts that God has given you. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10 encourages us, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Whether your gift is teaching, serving, encouragement, or leadership, each one is valuable and has a specific role in advancing God's kingdom. Your purpose isn't just about what you do, but about who you are in Christ. When you walk in your God-given identity and use the gifts he's given you, you truly fulfill your purpose. Living with eternal perspectives. Finally, living with purpose means having an eternal perspective. Colossians chapter 3 verse 2 says, think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. Our purpose is not just for this life, but for eternity. Everything we do for God has eternal significance, and the impact of our transformed lives will last beyond this world. A challenge to serve with purpose. This week, take a moment to consider the unique ways that God has called you to serve him. Are there gifts or talents he has given you that you could use more fully? Ask God to reveal his purpose to you and step into the good works he has prepared for you to do. As we conclude this short series, I encourage you to continue living the transformed life. Remember, transformation is a journey. It's a daily decision to walk in the new life that Christ has given you. To renew your mind with his word, to allow the Spirit to produce his fruit in you, and to live out the purpose he has for your life. May you truly experience the fullness of God's grace and power. May you understand his purpose as you walk in his transformation. And may your life be a testimony of his love and goodness to the world around you. May God bless you. May you truly be transformed by the truth of his word.